K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist on a Sunday morning. Time to talk, or Sunday afternoon rather, time to talk all things GFL footy. And Newtown and Chilwell yesterday kept themselves in third spot with a one-game buffer thanks to a 16-point win over St Albans, 12-10-82 to 10-6-66. Lucky enough to be joined by the coach of the Eagles, Damien McMahon. Damien, thanks for your time. Firstly, the win yesterday, St Albans have made life tough for a lot of sides this year and did it to your boys as well. You could just never completely shake them off.
No, you're spot on. You know, they've certainly improved a lot over the season, and when you look at their score lines, they haven't been getting belted. They've been really competitive and a hard team to shake, as you mentioned. So that's exactly what happened yesterday. They started the game really well, kicked the first couple of goals, and we bounced back from that and had a really good second quarter. Third quarter was weather deteriorated and made it really hard for both teams. So it wasn't a lot of score activity for the second half, but they kept at it and kept us honest.
Yep. Any nerves in that last quarter as they made a little bit of a run at you?
No, not really. We probably felt like we had control of the game. We had enough of a buffer. We had a few guys off the ground that weren't re-entering in the last quarter, so we knew we were up against it a little bit, but you know, we just needed to hang on and make the most of you know, our possessions when we had them, which we'd done a reasonable job of.
Yep. Any injuries that are of concern as you talk about guys that couldn't come back on the field?
Not of concern. We pulled David Fanning off a bit after half time and reduced Ned Harris's workload. He's had a pretty torrid period over the last month. But otherwise, no, we think we're okay. Obviously, we made a number of changes yesterday, which we're forced to do. So we had a lot of fresh players coming in, from some of them playing the first game for a while. But yeah, overall, we'll be more healthier next week than we were this week.
Yep. Doug Palmer was listed as your best player. Did he do some work in the ruck once David Fanning came off?
No, I played at halfback the whole game, Doug. He's an interesting one. We recruited him as a full forward and kicked 70 goals last year, and he's playing at halfback for us. But, yeah, we've sort of been using him a bit of a utility over the last month. But, yeah, he's finding his feet as a defender at the moment and played a really good, clean game.
Yep. Matt McMahon didn't play last week, went in for surgery on Monday and plays Saturday. He's a marvel.
He is, yeah. He's a tough customer. Yeah, he was adamant he was going to play on Tuesday night. He could barely walk. We were obviously a little bit concerned that that would be the case, but between himself and our physio, Peter Stanton, they were really confident they'd be able to get him up to play. And yeah, he ran around under some duress yesterday, but you know, if you're just there as a local viewer, you wouldn't have been able to pick it, that's for sure. He had a fantastic game.
Yeah. Will he get better with that injury as the year plays out?
Yeah, no doubt. This weekend was going to be his hardest game, fresh off the procedure that he had on Monday. But yeah, we believe that the soreness will reside over the coming weeks, and he'll free him up and allow him to run a little bit easier than it was for him yesterday.
Yep. Leopold's still yapping at your heels, obviously, for the spot inside the top three and a qualifying final berth. You've got Bell Park this week. Do you hope to get anybody back for that clash?
Yeah, we'd like to think we'll have a number of players back. So I made mention we had six force changes going into this game, which made it, you know, one of our better wins for the season. But yeah, we'd like to think we get the Lang brothers back, Nelson Brown back, Mitch Diamond back, hopefully. So we think we'll get between four and six of our best players back going into that game, which will be a helpful boost against a team that's obviously playing good football at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a bit stop-start for you since the bye. You just want to get some momentum over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to string some games together, and that's something we've done fantastically well in the first half of the season. Being able to win 10 games straight was, you know, a really good streak. We had some fantastic form. Obviously, that sort of Vic Country bye didn't come at a great time for us, probably stemmed our flow a little bit. Then we copped a pretty tough run with St Joey's and Colac 2 weeks in a row. But, yeah, we've got a good run home. And Bell Park, we know, will be a massive challenge. They're never an easy team to beat. So we know we'll have to be at our best next week, and no different against South Barwon the week after. So we've got two home games to finish the season, and yeah, we're really looking forward to a strong finish leading into the finals.
Damien, really appreciate your time as always. Always good to talk footy with you. And obviously we'll be talking a little bit more with the Eagles to make a return to the finals, which we're all looking forward to come September. Well done on the win yesterday and good luck over the remaining two home and away games before getting into September.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thanks for having us.